Okay, so if you've ever had that single giant code base, you know, the monolith, where like one tiny pull request ends up blocking four different engineering teams, well, you definitely know the pain point we're talking about today. The complexity can just feel suffocating. So we're diving into an architectural approach that tries to fix this, extending those back-end microservice ideas right to the client side, micro front-ends or MFE.
Yeah, exactly. And our mission here is really to unpack this pattern. We want to go beyond just the buzzwords and define what MFE actually is, how it kind of orchestrates these different parts,
Right.
and maybe most importantly, what are the real strategic upsides and also the tricky trade-offs you really need to consider before jumping in.
Okay, so let's define it simply first. We're basically taking that huge user interface, that single page app maybe, and breaking it down into smaller, loosely coupled bits.
That's the core idea. Each bit, each component maps to a specific feature. Think like the user profile page being totally separate code from the shopping cart logic. And the real power, I think, is the autonomy that gives teams. Each of those feature components, it gets developed, tested, and deployed completely independently.
Independently.
Totally.
Yeah.
So you can have separate teams working at the same time, and often they can even pick the tech stack that makes the most sense just for their component.
That independence sounds fantastic, but walk us through the mechanics. How does the browser actually, you know, stitch these separate pieces back together so it looks like one seamless app to the user?
Right, that's where the main application comes in. Sometimes it's called the container or the shell app.
Okay.
It basically acts as the host. It coordinates loading these different micro front ends dynamically,
Yeah.
handles the routing as the user clicks around. For those of you really in the weeds, techniques like module federation are making this smoother now, letting these separate parts talk to each other, share common code efficiently. But yeah, the container app pulls it all together, usually talking to backend services via APIs like usual.
But the real driver for a lot of folks, especially on the product side, it often boils down to speed, right? And maybe team structure.
Absolutely. Speed is huge. You get a much faster time to market because, like we said, multiple teams can ship their features simultaneously without those integration bottlenecks.
Yeah, no more waiting for the whole monolith to be ready.
Exactly. And crucially, this often mirrors an organizational shift. The architecture breaks things down by core business domain.
Okay, so like payments is one domain, product listings another.
Precisely. Dividing the app based on function. This means a team's deployment cycle aligns directly with a specific business goal. That's a really key strategic advantage, not just a technical one.
And we definitely have to talk about technology agnosticism. That sounds like a big plus.
It really is. Teams aren't locked into one, maybe aging, framework for the entire application anymore. If one team finds React is perfect for their feature and another prefers, say, Vue.js, they
Right.
can do that. That flexibility lets them use the best tool for the job. And importantly, upgrade their tech stack piece by piece, not all at once.
And we see this out in the wild, right? In big, high-scale
Oh,
places.
yeah. Think about the big e-commerce sites, Amazon, Zalando, IKEA. Their product pages are often built this way. You know, the product description, the review section, the pricing. Those can be separate micro front ends, making them easier to scale and update.
Right, modular.
Exactly. And it's not just retail. Streaming services like Netflix. They use MFEs for all those personalized bits, the recommendations row, your watch list. It lets them A/B test and roll out updates to specific features really quickly.
Okay.
Even banking apps, like you mentioned Revolut earlier, they might use this to separate complex things like, say, crypto trading features from the standard payment flows. Keeps things manageable.
That organizational speed, the flexibility, it sounds amazing. But I do hear pushback sometimes that MFE just pushes complexity around. Like, you're moving integration testing pain from the build server to the user's browser at runtime. Is that a fair point?
That is absolutely the central trade-off. It's a fair criticism, yes. You gain looser coupling between teams and features, but you definitely increase the overall architectural complexity.
How so?
Well, you're now managing multiple independent code bases that somehow have to integrate seamlessly in the user's browser. It
Nothing.
takes real coordination and expertise. It's not trivial.
And what about performance? Bloating the app.
That's the other big risk. Performance. If you're not careful, you can end up with slower load times because each micro front end might be loading its own copy of React or its own styling library.
Ah, right. Redundant dependencies.
Exactly. Managing those dependencies, making sure common libraries are shared effectively, that's often where MFE projects succeed or, frankly, run into serious trouble. It requires discipline.
So summing up then, micro frontends seem like a really robust, powerful style for taming complexity in these big modern web apps. They enable faster releases, better scaling, and align teams with business goals.
That's a good summary. It's powerful, but complex. And given that tech independence is such a core benefit, it raises a really critical question for you, the listener, to think about if you're considering this.
Okay.
When your teams have the freedom to mix and match, React, Angular, Vue, whatever.
Yeah.
What essential non-negotiable standards does leadership have to enforce? So think about things like shared branding, accessibility rules, maybe some foundational CSS. How do you ensure cohesion so the end product doesn't feel like a fragmented, jarring mess for the user? That's the cohesion challenge you'll inevitably face.